where's this building from?
Esperance. This was all men's. I think I mentioned it before.
About 1930s. 38, something like that. 36.
These are all dormitories, and this was bedrooms and dormitories again. This was horrendous, horrible. I worked here for quite some time. It was. That wasn't. I didn't enjoy my time here really.
So what were the men in here typically? Just a
real mixed bag of again adult men. I doubt that you had anybody particularly young. Probably late 20s, right through to, as I said, probably 70s. Varying levels of disability. There's a fella here that was, interestingly, I remember him, that he was diagnosed. He came here when he was about 7, and he was diagnosed, might have been 10, around about there, diagnosed with childhood schizophrenia back then. But now, he's still about today, he lives in a group home, but he would be now deemed as having somebody who'd be on the autism spectrum. But, you know, they had no idea.
Mm. Back 1943.
Back then, of
was infantile.
Yeah,
the brain was actually diagnosed by Canada, for autism. Mm. So
the resources here were ridiculous. I mean, there wasn't, you know, I mean, to have a psychologist on staff was, I don't ever recall them having a full suite of you know, health professionals available. That, you know, it was just ridiculous. And I remember this particular unit as well. This is where I was talking about the pajama situation. Oh, I know who had that bed.
Uh-huh.
Funnily enough.
And there was a reason that it was
depressing?
Bolted down, wasn't it?
Well, I think you find that early on a lot of beds were actually bolted down, but yeah. For that particular person, yes. It was interesting, you know, too, the other thing I remember about here is that when they bought socks, they just bought black socks because you don't have to worry about it. Everyone just gets, you don't have to pair them, you don't have to do anything. You just all chuck them all in one and there's just thousands of black socks. So you just get what you get. So you could say individuality was kind of non-existent. Oh, spent many nights climbing these stairs. This is really weird being back here. I haven't been here in years. I haven't been in here for donkey's years. Yeah, I've only done. Oh, it smells exactly the same.
It still smells.
It still smells. That uriny.
Yeah,
it's very. Smell it?
It's very animal.
That's what it smells like. Oh, God, I hate
it.
Yep, so. Yeah, actually, that's interesting. That's one of the few ones that's probably still sitting, still around. So the television cabinet, usually they were behind a Perspex screen.
Yeah.
So the staff would have the key and the remote.
Mm.
So you guess who chose what was on.
Mm. And this was interesting because Paul explains this room as being, quite often the staff would sit here and watch TV, those that had a lot of noise and issues would actually use that room there with one staff in there.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
If they were lucky.
Nah, there was very rarely a staff in there.
Yeah.
Trust me. There were some men here with some significant behaviour issues. I do recall being chased around the yard and having to climb the fence fairly quickly at one point. Mm.
I'd love to see that now.
Mm. Yeah, not now. We're talking a long time ago.
Just go through it.
Well, there used to be a swing set.